Roll call.
Tim Overbreckling.
Present.
Ron Nussman.
Present.
Abby Mack.
Present.
Arthur Kim. Diana Pagan. Ryan Russell.
Present.
Crystal Walter. Ron Lower.
Here.
Jennifer Cunningham.
Here.
Now, if anyone that's joining us would introduce yourself, and if you're here for a something that's on the agenda, let us know what that is.
Nathan Dagenhart, I'm with Cargill for the demolition permit.
Okay.
Cindy Hennish with Save Sierra Heritage.
Did you have a public comment at all, Cindy?
No.
Did you have a public comment other than your issue? Okay. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes? If so, were there any questions or changes that needed to be made? Good?
Yeah.
Would someone like to make a motion to pass?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Adam, would you like to go to... Is it B4B?
Yes.
Since we have a guest for that. What we'll do is they'll give us a history, and then you're welcome to come up and give any more information that we need, and then we'll ask questions and then we'll go.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So this is located at 410 C Avenue Northeast. This is an industrial building. located at Cargill Soybean Facility. They believe it's over 50 years old, but we have not been able to identify the exact year that it was built. So we thought, play it safe and bring it to HPC. The building was used for a number of different uses, including being an abandoned office space. And this has not been surveyed to our knowledge for any historic significance. Here's a picture they provided of the building. And here's kind of the location of the plant. So we're recommending immediate release of this application due to no evidence of historic significance and a poor candidate for local landmarking.
Nathan, do you have anything to add?
No, unless there are questions.
Does anyone have any questions for Nathan or Cindy? I talked to Mark today. He talked to Cargill. I forget the gentleman's name. Maybe it was you.
I talked to him today.
They're not going to tear it down for 30 days, so he has time to take pictures, or if any of us want to take pictures, we've got the 30 days to do it. So he was okay with releasing it. Any questions? Any motions?
I'll make a motion to not demolition.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Slam dunk, Nathan.
Thank you.
They'll get in touch with you.
We'll let the building services department know, okay. And we'll send over something so they'll have that, so they'll be able to issue the building the demo permit to you.
Okay. So they'll be able to sign off. There's a sign off for this committee.
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Thank you.
Coming in. Okay. Since we don't have a guest for the other, let's go back up to item 3: presentations, historic rehabilitation program update.
All right. So since the last time I presented the grants that we've given out for our program, we have given out 3 more grants, which is exciting. So I'm just going to kind of briefly go through them just so you all are aware. So the first one is at 208 Park Court. They're painting the house. It's wood siding, so they're painting that wood siding, and they got a 3280 grant. Second one is our first local landmark recipient of the historic rehab program, so that's great. They're actually doing work on the garage, not the house itself. They, I believe they got historic tax credits to do some work on the house, and so he said that this would be helpful for kind of doing a whole remodel of the house and garage. So this project is a re-roofing and painting of the garage, and they got the full $7,500.
It's also painting the outside. He's half done with it. That's
yeah, it looks weird it's right now.
Yeah.
Very interesting colors, but it's cool.
And then lastly, I kind of previewed this last week for the CMEs, but this is 1509 Park Ave. They're replacing about 4 windows with wood windows. And this person has gotten a historic rehab program grant in the past doing windows as well. So she's kind of working her way through the house. And they got a $2,458 grant.
Can you do that consecutive years?
Yeah, so the guidelines say now per address per fiscal year. So she got a grant last fiscal year, and so she's eligible for another grant this fiscal year. And I tell that to everyone who applies, feel free to apply again next year if you have another project.
So just work really slow.
Yeah. It works out great because it can be expensive to do them all at once, so this worked out well for her. So, a summary, we've now funded 10 total projects for FY20. I don't know if you guys remember, but the last time I presented, I mentioned that we had some kind of rollover funds from loans getting paid back and also just some unspent funds. So we have now started spending into that. We've committed a total of $55,272, and we have remaining $30,000 left. So we're still accepting applications. I'm working with a couple more people right now. But I think this is a good sign. We've spent the entire $50,000 that we are allocated for FY20. So this is like a good, I think we're good for getting this funding again for next year. So anyway.
How are the people excited that are getting the money?
Yeah, I think everyone's really excited. Yeah.
That's got to help a little bit, I would think.
Yeah.
Are there any questions? Thanks, Norm.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go to 4 action items. Certificate of Appropriateness, 1616 Grand Avenue Southeast, a garage demolition and rebuild.
Okay, so, excuse me, this is accessory structure, obviously. It was constructed in 1913. It's listed as below normal condition, and the applicant would like to demolish it and build a new garage. The size, so the existing is 24 by 20. What they're proposing is a 28 by 30. This is in the 2nd and 3rd Avenue Historic District, and it's individually eligible. Why we're bringing it, so there's 2 parts. There's obviously the demo, but then also the building of the new structure. And they wanted to go with vinyl siding, so that's why the new build, but also there's kind of a 2-part decision here. So vinyl siding with asphalt shingles. Next slide. So Grand is the road on the south. 3rd Avenue is a diagonal coming across. Next one. So here's the front of the house. And then this is from 3rd Avenue, so you can see the garage. It's right in front of the big pine tree. So there is an alley there, which normally, if you know, the alleys do not count in terms of looking at things, but you can actually see it from the public road. So thought we'd point that out. Here's a from the alley. And then this is what they are proposing. It's going to be almost in the same spot. They had to shift it because of some zoning regulations, but that's what the new one would look like. So the guidelines for new accessory structures, I would point out the first bullet there, new accessory structures should be compatible with primary buildings. The other thing I would point out, so on a lot where a garage must be accessed from the street, set it back from the front wall. Okay, where's
that? Was not the one I wanted.
Oh, okay, so the alley access, that's also, when there is an alley, that's something that we want, and obviously that they're doing that. So not appropriate locating it in a place that's visually prominent. And then the incompatible building design and material. So vinyl would not be compatible with the house, the main structure. So, and when you're looking at whether or not you want to allow something that's not in line with the guidelines, you know, the location of that is important. Again, an alley does not count. It's only from a public road. And as I showed, you know, you do see it from Third Avenue. These are the criteria that you're used to for making a decision. So from a recommendation standpoint, we would recommend approval of the demolition permit. However, with the rebuild, we would deny the use of vinyl, but would recommend allowing the applicant to use something like hardy board or some other looking alternative for the siding. So your decision to approve is submitted, and I would say treat this as two different actions. So with the demo, approve as submitted, or do not approve. And then this is the one difference where you actually are supposed to consider what the new build or the next use is going to be. So again, we would you can approve what they want to do with vinyl, or do something different, or just outright deny it. And then, of course, you can always table and request more information. So,
typically, what we do with this, if they're not here to talk or answer questions, normally we table it because we can't discuss vinyl versus hardy board.
I did leave something out. I did talk to the owner, and they did say that their preference is to do the vinyl, but that they would, at least when I talked to them on the phone, they would obviously they want to build a garage. They're not going to not do it. So
we can discuss what we feel comfortable proposing what they can build.
Can we approve or deny the demolition
first?
Yeah,
let's do that one first.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can you explain why an alley isn't considered a public road?
Per Chapter 18. It's not, because it is public right away, but the guidelines, or not Chapter 18, the guidelines actually say public road. Guidelines are Chapter 18, one of the two, say public road. So that's why it's right away has not been included.
Lauren, can you go back to the plan view?
This one?
The overhead.
Oh, the area?
Yeah. So I don't think that's the original garage. When looking at the 1949 Sanborn maps, it looked like it was just half of that size. So I don't even know that that's the original garage.
Because it's like a split stall.
Yeah.
It's two separate doors. That's what was odd to me was, in a garage that big, if it was constructed in 1913, was a pretty big deal.
So I don't see an issue with allowing demo. I make a motion to allow demo.
First, before we do that, are there any other questions in regards to demolition? We have a first, do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Okay, now we can discuss the new garage. So fire away, guys.
If they do a new garage and we approve with an addendum to use wood or like material, can they apply for the local grant to offset the cost on a new construction?
I think they could. We haven't done garage, but we did put in new construction as a eligible project. If they used a wood-like material or wood, then yeah, they could.
I know it's very expensive when you start adding gables and higher pitches, because I live in a 1929 English Tudor, and they're very expensive to do things to. I would still, even though the garage is behind,
take some of those
that
design
awfully
elements
just,
from
yeah,
the
I
house.
Would see if we could take some of the design elements from the house, see if they'd be interested. I don't know what our power is on doing that. I know we're talking product, vinyl versus wood, but can we see the front of the house again?
Mm-hmm.
If they could, mimic the roof line. I would be more concerned if it was right next to the house, this is behind the house, but you do see both of them together.
I just don't think it'll blend in. I mean, it's going to be brand new construction, so.
Do we have any more brand new constructed garages in that area, do you know?
Not that we're done by telling us. And I'm assuming that, you know, Bob Grafton would have noticed that.
The one behind my house is in the same historic district. And it does, the pitch of the garage does match the house. And he was telling us that that was what came out of this group for that particular garage.
I would actually feel more comfortable tabling this and having the owner come in so we could give him suggestions.
Okay.
Don't you think that would be easier than us trying to guess what they're going to do?
Okay.
Then we can talk to them why, instead of just saying this is what you have to do, this is why we'd like you to do it, because of the historical significance and neighbors. And so.
So the demolition's approved.
Demolition's approved, but I would need a motion to table it. What do we do? Yeah, we have to.
Yeah, motion to table.
I move we table.
Second?
I'll second.
Favor? Aye. Opposed? It's just easier your guys when they're here. And you can.
He also, this individual owns, can you go back to the aerial? He owns and lives in 337, so the one adjacent that's kind of on the corner of the alley and 17th.
So he, but.
So which way is it, Adam? Because I can't, my vision's down there.
Does that, no, that doesn't butt up, does it?
Oh, in the corner there?
Yeah, he owns this one right here.
Okay.
So this is where,
that's where it is?
Yeah.
Is that on the same alley it is, isn't it?
Yes.
But there is no garage on that property, it doesn't look like.
There is. Oh, if you go back to the alley, or the third, yep, you can see. It's just to the right of the.
So the white
a pointer.
Yeah, I wish the mouse on here would work.
So this is a garage right here. It's got a, like a deck coming off onto the roof of the garage. You can see the garage door.
And the right white
and
building.
This is the one that's going to be being demoed.
Okay. It looks like from that picture, the current garage, the pitch of the roof matches the pitch of the house.
Yeah. It almost looks like the garage is going to be demoed, belongs to the house. Behind that house, instead of the house, isn't it?
That's their garage, I think, right? Okay. Tiny little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they ask why we did that, just explain that we have questions and that we're trying to protect the integrity of the neighborhood, and that we could offer suggestions.
Okay.
Are you guys able to tell them now that they may be eligible for that grant?
Yeah.
I mean, that might.
So I'll call him.
Grease a little bit.
I'll call him tomorrow and I'll do the normal thing with building services, but I'll let him know that, you know, you can start the demo now, but that we've tabled it so that the commission can talk to you about design.
You know, when you look at it, and I'll mention the program. It's really visible from this angle of the garage. So.
Well, it's even visible from the street.
Yeah.
Left your mental eye.
Yes.
Even if the alley wasn't there, you could still see it. So. Okay. These you guys. I like these new members you brought. Really short meetings. We used to sit for 2 hours. I think our longest was almost 3 hours. Okay, we'll move to item 5, discussion items, proactive preservation.
So one thing, we need to make sure based on a training for boards and commissions that was held recently, and the city attorney's information, we need to make sure when we do these that, as an example, if someone, you know, proactive preservation, someone says, oh, well, I noticed this house that's on the historic asset inventory list has a realtor sign on it. That would be an example of something that could be said. If someone said, oh, well, like, say, for instance, the you know, a discussion, someone brings up something that was done, like someone swapped out a door without a permit or something. If there was to be further discussion on that, someone makes basically just says, well, I'd like to talk about that at the next meeting. There cannot be any discussion at this meeting about that. So we need to kind of tighten up how we're doing that.
That's
so that we're not discussing.
The last time, because we talked a little.
Yeah. So, but
that's.
So that just, you know, based on that discussion or that presentation by the city attorney, we need to make sure we're doing that, so.
Well, can I add an item to our next agenda then, proactive preservation? The Olmsted House on 2nd Avenue, I think. Do we know the number? It's like right by the...
Not the one that had the fire.
Yeah, that one. It has a for sale sign again in the yard, and its roof has not been repaired, so there's still a big hole in the roof.
And it's unlocked because I know people are going in it. I know of people that have been in it, which is not our jurisdiction, but I would think they want to lock it so the public could go in and...
So I guess what would be, what is there to discuss?
What is that action that can happen with that?
So we can let, so you're saying it's unsecured?
Unsecured, well, it has a hole in the roof and it's in the historic district.
Okay, so we can, what I would say is we can pass that information on to building services.
Okay.
So that they can contact the property owner and make sure it's secured and all those things. So in this case, I don't know if there's anything, I mean, if you want to talk more about it, but there's no action. Just, you know, want to know what that action would be for the agenda.
Well, you would report back to us that you've done that.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
What street is that on?
It's right across from Commonwealth.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was very done, it was done up really nice. Western Camps used to own it. Actually, he did, or an old lady, she lived in it. Because she had dead stuffed animals all the way. But anyway, it was at one time, they put a lot of money painting it, and then it started to look bad, and then didn't another couple buy it, Cindy, and they repainted it and did it again. So I know, yeah, they did, because I got a grant for it.
Yeah, it had been repainted, but then there was a fire.
Right.
And it set the lights on the fire.
And the owner that had, well, we're not supposed to be talking about it, I don't think.
Well, no, that's not it. Oh, here it is. Yeah, that one.
Okay.
And this owner is disgruntled because he can't get any help from the city, the one that's selling it now.
No, okay. It went back to the original.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll put that on the agenda then.
Ron?
I don't know how to necessarily bring this up, but on my walk on Saturday morning on 3rd Avenue, one of the churches that was lost to the flood, they put a bell house up. Part of the yard was, I think it was the bell out of the church or something like that. I think there's maybe a historic marker associated with it, but not there. I don't remember seeing it. But there's a realtor's sign for that yard, which makes me wonder what's going on. Because, you know, that was one of the things that was saved from that church that was lost to the flood. And I know it came before us because I know Mark talked about it, but I don't know what the story is behind it, but...
And I'm sorry, what was the address on that? Or where is it?
Well, it's before you get to 6th Street, and it's on 3rd. Well, the church on the corner, Marantha Bible Church.
Yeah, I know where you're
at. And then go back towards town a couple blocks, and there's at the end of the block, there's a park-like thing with a bell curvature and stuff, and there's a...
I know what you're saying, but I don't know the dead.
And I don't know. It seems to me we talked about that at a meeting, but I can't remember exactly. You know, it was, you know, it had been several years ago, and I can't remember exactly what it was talking about. But
so an update on what's going on.
To it, but yeah, now the lot looks like it's for sale because there's a lot of growth in Kingston Village, and so. And I don't know what's going to happen to it. Maybe nobody cares.
And you said that that's not in the district.
No, it's not in the district.
No. So I think it's west of 380, isn't it?
Yeah.
Other side of the road.
Like off of L, it's close to the street that runs parallel.
It's close to the one way going toward the south.
Okay. But yep, we'll give an update on that, see if we can see if there's anything.
I was going to do the assessor sign on that. I didn't get it done. Maybe you could find it on Google. And it may not even be anything that we could discuss, but it's just one of those things.
Yeah, we can see if there's any, see if there's anything been submitted to development services or.
One announcement I had, and this is before the news article came out, which I missed because I wasn't here, but we were contacted by people, Friends was, as far as Friends of a nonprofit, to see what we could do, and Poe also asked me about it before the article, about getting the Boat Harbor as a local landmark. Because right now, I have a problem with the city in the sense that they own things, but they don't take care of them. They don't hold themselves to the same standard as property owners. And there's been many times that I've voted against allowing a demolition, even though it was unsafe, simply because that's what the owner did on purpose. He couldn't do what he wanted, so he would walk, it happened several times, they just walk away from it and leave it sit till it's some, and we had police falling three stories through floors because of termites. So then it becomes endangered, and they have, or dangerous property, they have to do it. But the city did the same thing with the Knutson building. They bought that thinking they were going to tear it down, and then people were interested in saving it. But they let it sit for 3 years, being rain and water coming in. So it was almost, and we worked really, really hard, and with Hobart's help, we saved it. People are worried about the Boat Harbor because the sidewalks are going to heck. City's not keeping up their part of, and it's not right because they hold us to the same standards. I have the same problem with my property. So just letting you know, we are looking into, and I also have the public emailing me in regards this weekend to what it would take. So we are looking into seeing if we can make that a historical district, because it is much older than 50 years. And it is a really, really, I never don't care that much about the harbor because I don't boat, but I used to go there as a kid. So it is a really important part to Cedar Rapids. So that's something that's on our work list. Did you raise your hand, Ray?
No.
That's all I have.
Is the DNR still involved with managing that, though?
I don't know. And see, most sidewalks, okay, the problem is, like, in front of my building, I'm responsible for the sidewalk, mm-hmm. even though it's a city sidewalk, okay? I have to pay. The problem that you have, and that's been a pet peeve, and still is, because for 8 years I've been asking for a curb that's totally gone, where I have passengers getting out of cars to come into our building, and I've had three people fall. And the city said I had to replace sidewalks that weren't broken, but they were heaved because of an oak tree or a maple tree out there, mm-hmm. and they wanted it flat. And I said, I'm not doing that until you fix the curb. So I had Corbett, Poe, what's his name, Eldridge, I think, before you guys came, the city engineer, they all came and agreed. So they gave me an extension not to replace the sidewalks, but then the city sent me a thing and said, if I don't do it, they're going to hire someone to replace the sidewalks at a much higher cost. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, I'll go down and get a permit. And when I got down there, they said, we can't give you a permit. This has already been sent out for a bid. And I said, but has it been bidded? And he said, no. And I said, then I'll be bidding it right now. I'll do it myself. And they said, it doesn't work that way. And then I got mad. That was at the city offices. And said, this isn't right. I said, you're holding me to a higher standard than you're holding yourself to. I said, you worry about people on my sidewalk, but you don't care about them getting out of their car, stepping onto your curb. And he said, what's the address of this property? And I told him, and he said, okay, we can give them an extension, because I do remember this came up. Okay, I've had my sidewalk down for almost a year, and I'm still going into my ninth year without a curb. So the city, I know we work for the city, but it irritates me. And I know there's huge amounts of repairs and stuff on bridges and stuff, but like the Boat Harbor, they don't hold themselves to the same mm-hmm. accountability as taxpayers, and it gets old, and I hear it all the time from people. Because I should have had a curb. I've had three people, including my sister, fall getting out of that car right there. It's right in front of my building. And no curb at all. I got weeds going out there. Mm-hmm. So I said I would fix it myself. Nope, you can't do that. So now it's probably going to get fixed because the Med Corps is coming around the corner now. Mm-hmm. They're going to redo First Avenue in that area. All I asked for from them was the curb. I don't want them touching our landscaping and stuff. But so that's what concerns people. And then you have an article on the news saying how decrepit that it is because of the sidewalks and stuff. And that gets people up in arms. So it's just kind of a watch list. But if we could make that a local district, then I think it would be easier to get some of those things done.
I think Ryan's right. I think the DNR allowed that. Old Harbor to exist where they don't normally allow those.
Yeah, I think after the flood of
old. So that gives it a unique status historically of this area.
Because I sat on the Rebuild Iowa Commission after the flood, and that had come up as a cultural asset to Cedar Rapids, and then the DNR, I mean, originally they were going to slash that and get rid of that boat harbor, and then the DNR stepped in and grandfathered that in. It's like one of the only ones left in the state of Iowa that they've allowed. So I think that might help play into that even more.
Gives it an extra boost.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the boat harbor as well as Ellis Park and Beaver Bridge. There's a lot of artifacts that, there that we're looking into, like the Round Pavilion, the little one as you're going up the hill. In our meeting for Beaver Park Bridge, I asked when maintenance was done on that, and Scott from City Parks couldn't tell me. So I just don't like to see things get beyond fixed, and they say, well, all we can do is tear down, it's just no good, because that's what they want to do with Beaver Park Bridge. If they take care of things prior to this, and quit buying new, they wouldn't have it. Because in my opinion, we're going to lose Beaver Park Bridge. I haven't heard anything since the last meeting. We probably should have had an update on that, or did we? I can't remember.
We did.
Basically, the city wants us to do it, not us as a group, but the public. And I can't get help from anybody. And I can't do it myself. I'm not a millionaire. So it will probably be torn down. And I'll refund the monies that we've collected so far. But it's the same thing, you know. I mean, the city's got to take accountability. I'm sorry, Adam. I know you're not the city, but it's frustrating.
I completely understand. I mean, the city also has limited resources to do certain things while balancing the needs of people who live here today and people that we want to attract and businesses. So,
but I've made this point over and over. Buy a new car if I couldn't afford my old car. You shouldn't be putting in new parks if you can't take care of your old parks. I would say
that's not a comparable analogy to use. But you know, just my opinion.
I just think if you can't take care of, if you can't take care of what you have in your parks now, you shouldn't be adding new parks or new features. And I realize certain people in city are all proactive for new construction, so they got to piece those. I mean, I know how that all works, but the politics of it. But anyway, so I did ask in the Beaver Park Bridge to have assessments done on that, because we've got the Rose Garden that's almost completely gone now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that one back wall. Everything else has been taken out. They did bring up Palisades, because that was done with the same, what was the group that did the
WPA.
Yeah.
Works
they
project.
Did Palisades too, but that's out of our city limits. So that wouldn't be as a major concern. It would be concerning me, but not to the point of fixing what we have right in our city limits. I would hate to drive up that little hill, and because we've had many picnics in that little round pavilion, and see that gone, just because of lack of care. I don't know what the answer is to that, except we're looking into making a national and local landmarks. Mm-hmm. But it's tricky because it's city property.
Yeah.
And an owner has to sign off when you want to do landmarking. That's all I have on that. Any more discussion items?
If you're looking for stuff for your historic home, Cedar Rapids, or CCR Heritage, is having a pop-up in the World Market this weekend.
Will they have any white oak hardwood boards?
White oak?
We've got oak flooring. Is that what you're talking about? We have a lot.
Good, I might be done. So I need about 8 foot. Old termite damage.
We need a 7 foot door.
I'm assuming that's outside?
No, it's in the market.
Okay.
I think Beth DeBoom has hardwood too. I'm not just saying. Ron, you have anything? That was discussion items, right? So any announcements?
I have a quick announcement. Another staff member in community development recently left, and he staffed the Visual Arts Commission. So I'm going to be taking over his role staff for the Visual Arts Commission, which means you'll be seeing a lot less of me around the HPC. I'm still going to work on the Beaver Woods grant that we have, but I probably won't be regularly attending HPC meetings anymore. So give you an update on that. I'll still be around.
Who left?
Eric
Pate.
He did?
Yeah.
Revolving door, man.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm excited to not see you here.
I'll still be around. I'm sure I'll
pop in.
I'll pop in from time to time.
Only until 5, then she's out.
Any other announcements? Adam, do you have anything for number 7? Certificate of Will?
Yes.
You know, I cannot say that acronym when people ask me.
CNMA.
I can't do it.
CNMA.
I had a hard time with this CMO, so.
So you might recognize this house. This was one formerly owned by Hal Sondrel that Eric Gutschmidt purchased. So the front of the house is on the left. 17th, can't think of the side street. Is the picture on the right. So
I think it's 19th, I think.
Right? Is it
19th? It's
19th. He's re-roofing the house, so. So that's the only CNME that we, oh no, do we have another one?
Nope.
The
only
one? Oh, okay.
Oh, we did one today, but we'll have next.
Yeah, we had another one come in today, but we'll share that next meeting. Didn't have time to get that. So that was it for CNMEs.
Okay,
we'll
move on to number 8. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second. That's second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Geez, you guys are getting this done in almost 30 minutes. Why are we not doing our job?
If anybody is interested,